Hello, we are Real Life Lovers. I'm Diana.
And I'm Murph.
And you're listening to Ménage à Trois Radio, where we discuss your hearts and parts.
Oh, my. Yes, we do. You know what else we do? We invite a third party to join us here in the sack. We'll be chatting about sex, relationships, and every goddamn thing in between.
That's true, La.
Hey, La.
How are you?
Doing all right.
It's almost Thanksgiving.
Almost. You ready for that fucking filthy March bus ride all the way to Pennsylvania?
I am. I'm really excited for it.
Yeah, we usually get nice and loose on that bus because it's not the best ride.
No, and I feel like we might see some people who need to be taken home for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and maybe we'll take them.
Maybe we'll adopt some people.
We'll just have to say, Aunt Helene, I'm sorry, but we brought a busload of March degenerates to your house for Thanksgiving.
That's what the holidays are all about.
Yeah. Well, you know this saucy stand-up. She's the producer over at Project You Are Okay, a great nonprofit mental health organization.
She has a monthly stand-up show, Funny Thing Happened, at Poco Bar in the East Village. Welcome, Miss Sarah Hartshorn.
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
Thanks for being with us today.
Yes. Also excited for my bus ride to Massachusetts.
Oh, nice. Nice. Cool. Nice.
For our listeners, Sarah's wearing a lovely white blazer.
Yeah, she is killing it right now.
We're very impressed with her look.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And also, for our listeners, just before we jumped on, we talked about your last name, Hartshorn.
Yes.
And the origins of that.
Yeah, it's Scottish, and it is a hart is a male deer, so it's the horn of the hart. And the legend is, if your wife cheats on you, you grow them. Yes, the husband, the cuckold, grows them.
Yeah. So it's a punishment.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're being punished for letting your wife run around.
For not, reining in your woman.
Yeah.
You gotta,
not holding it down.
Yep.
Is there another last name that's just like murder for when for when women misbehave? I guess that is technically women misbehaving.
Though. Yeah.
What happens to her?
Yeah, I don't know. I should know because there's a song in As You Like It, and I was in As You Like It, and they talk about it. And I think you get off
scot-free. Yeah. Or maybe you get one of them.
Yeah.
Maybe but if you're in a small village and you start seeing like all the dudes have horns.
Well, and there's a town called Hartshorn in England.
Oh, boy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Actually,
it's like Loserville.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Or maybe it's really, there's also a plant called Hartshorn. Maybe there's a lot of that. I don't know.
Who can say?
Yeah. I mean, someone could say, but they're probably not talking.
My mom's last name is Gordon, which is also Scottish, but it doesn't mean anything cool. But we have a plaid.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't have a plaid. We're actually, I realize I'm in the habit of saying Scottish and it's not, it's English. I just found this out.
Okay.
But I had been like, it's saying like
Scott,
a,
yeah.
Well,
it is English.
Things are mingled around over there.
Yeah,
in the UK.
And like they went to Scotland and then came back and went to Ireland. I don't know. They went all around. But I just found out like the whole history.
Very cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we like to wine and dine our guests.
We do. We do. We try to be a real fancy podcast. So we asked Sarah her favorite beverage, and she told us it was champagne.
Ah,
fabulous.
So fancy podcast guest.
Yes.
Murph's
going to
pop this top here.
I'm going to pop this off.
Everyone, cover your eyes.
Cover your eyes.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
It hit Haas.
Rocketed.
Yep.
Haas, did you get hit in the dick?
Did that hit your leg? It looked like it hit the tip of your penis.
Not hard, but it did hit me in the dick. Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Everyone's getting action today.
I wanted to try to get it on mic, and it fucking shot up in through the vents.
What if we, like, broke the building somehow?
Well.
No.
If we break Haas's dick, we break the building, as far as I'm concerned.
So this is an André Clouet. We don't know if it's good or bad, but we'll give you a full review here.
The label is beautiful.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
it's like
good
gilded.
Label.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'll just start with a little.
Oh, sure.
It's going to taste really good with my coffee.
Yeah. That is, I love, like, at brunch, like, the trifecta. You get the water, you get the coffee, you get the whatever you're drinking.
The booze. Yeah.
I would do Bloody Mary, probably, but. It is. It's just like a recipe for shitting your pants, too.
Mm-hmm. That's a good... Thank you. Cheers.
Cheers.
To England and Scotland.
Yeah.
To the old country. For some of us. Mm. Ooh, that's great.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, wow.
I gotta say, I don't know the difference between good or bad champagne, so that to me, I'm like, some bubbles in there.
But it's a brut, so that's dry.
Oh, dry, yes, which I like better than a sweet.
Yeah. I don't know a lot about it either. In fact, the reason I like it is that even when it's bad, I like it.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Whereas with most white wine, if it's bad, I'm sort of like, oh, this is a headache already. Like, yeah. I can smelling it and getting a headache. But champagne, I just like. So.
Well,
but,
champagne is truly sexy. We try to make a lot of beverages on this show sexy that aren't.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't really have to reach too much for champagne.
Oh, champagne's actually.
A very sensual beverage.
Yeah, it is. So are you single?
I'm not. I'm married.
Married. Ah, yes. Hey, so are we.
Yeah.
Hey, married people, yeah. Give it up. Sorry, huh?
Yeah, I'm glad you guys found true love.
That's great.
Well, you got hit in the dick with a cork.
Yeah.
So something touched it.
Yeah, that's I think there's an old legend that get hit in the dick with a champagne cork. Yeah.
And then you have to go live in a village by yourself.
Yeah. Yes, yeah, 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 yeah. Well, and then, yeah.
I'm on my way. Great.
So yeah, so you guys, you and your husband or wife enjoy, I don't know what your
husband
is, enjoy champagne.
How old
together?
Fashioned?
Yeah.
We do. Yeah, I know. Very. It's old school.
So you like to drink champagne in the boudoir?
Yes. Our apartment is very small. So yes, we do. That's,
yeah, all good things go into the boudoir.
Everywhere yeah. is the bedroom
Everywhere
in our place.
We're either in the bedroom or the bathroom.
Yep.
Both sexy.
Oh man, champagne in the bath. That
Ooh, yes.
is a really, yeah. That'll class up any hotel or motel you are at.
Yeah. I feel like you're in like an 80s.
Yeah.
Like lady hit the big city for the first time. She's at like a really nice hotel in Manhattan. You get those bubble bath and some mm-hmm. champagne.
Oh, yeah.
Red lips.
I'm trying to actually think mm-hmm. of a movie, but it feels like it's like in 15 movies.
It's surprising to me that more people don't drown drunk in the bathtub.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I take a lot of baths and I drink in a lot of them. And yeah. I am also surprised.
Yeah, yeah.
I take like 3 baths a day in the winter because I'm so cold.
Because it's the only way to warm up when you get cold on the inside, when you yeah. get that level of
cold. Deep
cold. Yeah, where it's like, yeah.
Rattle in the bones.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and I mean, I'm probably drunk in most of those.
Well, a good thing we don't have one of those, like the old clawfoot tubs, because I think you probably couldn't drown. Our tub is not that big.
It'd be
hard to drown.
I could drown in it.
You could drown in it?
Yeah.
I don't think I could drown in mine. I'm also I'm a big listeners at home. I'm a real big person.
No, but you have like long legs. Yeah. It could be harder for you.
Yeah. I don't even, I would have to really like scoot yeah. down. To
I
drown.
Would just have to rest my eyes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Goodbye forever. Mm-hmm. It's a good way to go, though.
It is. With yeah. a bottle of champagne, just slip off and never heard from again.
Yeah. I mean, Whitney Houston.
Yes.
And
yes.
her dog. Right?
In the bathtub, too?
Both yeah, in the bathtub.
I believe so.
Wow.
I know.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, man.
I know.
They had some big bathtubs, I bet, though.
Yeah.
That's
Those
true.
Those are some fancy.
Yeah, probably a
That's
big
when
old...
luxury gets the best of you.
Mo right. money, mo bathtubs.
Okay.
Yeah, no one's drowning in a pail.
Kevin from Home Alone, he almost drowned in that bathtub.
Is that
you know,
true?
He was left all alone. Macaulay Culkin.
Hmm.
Yeah. Well, you know, he did that fancy bath. Home Alone, too, when he got
yeah.
into the hotel room.
He but ran he didn't himself
know.
A
little, oh, yeah, he did.
Little bubble bath.
Is that deleted scene?
That was
scenes?
Like a behind the scenes. Yeah, deleted. There was a deleted scene of Kevin drowning and dying, and then his parents mm-hmm. were.
Yeah, alternate
forever.
Ending.
They never forgot another child.
Mm-mm. Well, bubbles are scientific.
Sure they are. You know what else is scientific? A little number we call sexy science. So what do we do here, La?
We rip articles from the headlines.
Yeah.
Discuss people's hearts and parts.
This one we tore right out of Jezebel. The title of this article is A Group of Young Girls Are Fighting to Join Boy Scouts.
Hello from the other side.
Great.
Yeah.
I thought that was a very appropriate clip.
And it was. It
Hello
was,
from the other side.
Yeah.
It was
the gender line.
It was literal and also gave us a nice little soulful boost to discuss this article. So what this is about here is a group of girls who have dubbed themselves the Unicorns in Santa Rosa, California, are fighting to become official members of the Boy Scouts of America.
It's true. Several of the gals tried enrolling in the Girl Scouts but didn't like the activities. 10-year-old Ella Jacobs told ABC News she was jealous of the outdoor activities that her brother got to do with the Boy Scouts. Well, the Girl Scouts were just making dumb art.
So Unicorns recently held a meeting with the local Boy Scout leaders. The girls asked to be made official Boy Scouts. The men said they had no authority to approve their request themselves, aww. But they're going to forward the applications to the national headquarters.
So they want their troop, like they have an establishment, and they want to be part of the. They're yeah. not like trying to join another troop of.
I'm not quite sure, but I think they're like, we don't.
Banding together.
Yeah, because they don't like the Girl Scouts activities.
Yeah. So I'm biased, I feel like, against this. Number one, because I got kicked out of Brownies and was mm-hmm. not allowed to be in the Girl Scouts.
Oh,
so
boy.
They can fuck right off.
I think I did too.
Yeah.
What did you get kicked out for?
I stole a bear.
Oh, I couldn't knit. And we were making a quilt for like the elderly or something.
That's not fair.
Yeah. There's other
skills.
But
I didn't try to learn.
Oh. Yeah. I mean, like, whatever. Knitting is great, but like I have.
Stealing's
not. No, stealing
yeah.
is not. Okay, in my defense, there's no defense. It was like just full on like, I want this and I'm going to have it. But every other kid in my troop, their parents took, like went to the office and went and like sold cookies that way. And my parents didn't work in offices. And so I just went door to, and I grew up in the most rural place. So like my neighbor was a mile away.
Oh,
so I walked 5 miles and sold, I don't know, 2 boxes. It was like,
oh gosh,
it was one of those things. Where I just learned very early, like, oh, sometimes there's some bullshit in this life. And like, that's just how it is. But every other kid got something. And then there was this bear that was like the lowest, like you had to sell like 5 boxes and I didn't, which is pathetic. Agreed. But I was
put
just
in
like
the legwork.
And
least.
Every other kid got something. And they were like, well, I guess we just have to send this bear back. And I was like, no, you don't.
No,
I got this.
They should have not made a big deal about that.
They should have.
They really did too, because they were like mean teenage girls. And I was probably a dick. Like I probably was not like nice about it at all, or like I don't know. I was probably complaining, but they were also mean about every other kid getting a thing.
Although you always have to have a good rabble rouser in those organizations, though. I like that.
I do respect though that they didn't give everyone something.
That's true.
Marf and I talk about this a lot. Like I feel like the generation after ours is totally coddled and people get awards for like nothing.
It's
yeah.
true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they get to their job and they're like, I showed up. Where's my award? And they're like, no.
No, you don't get. But what I would say is in a case by case, I think you could possibly discuss it and maybe say, oh, well, I walked, you know, 15 miles and only sold 2 boxes. And then you could maybe be like, all right, well, you tried.
Yeah.
You just live in the sticks. So we can't fault you for that.
Also, I very much grew up in that area where you get like a participation.
Oh,
I like
yes.
it. Like, yeah, it's very hippie. There probably was part of that where I was like, what do you mean I don't get a participation bear? Like, I want a participation medal.
They're like, if you hadn't stolen, you would have gotten your true present.
I know.
Which was a horse.
Or we like have a pony out back that we have to send back.
Crushed a dream.
It was a test.
Learned the hard way. So did you think about joining the Boy Scouts after you were kicked out?
I didn't. But I also, I feel like on Parks and Rec, they do this storyline. Another reason I'm biased, because I thought that was awesome. And,
yep.
You know. But I do also think that you learn really useful things in Boy Scouts. Like, and it's if you go through it, it's super useful in like college applications. It's a whole thing. And I don't know if Girl Scouts are the same way. Maybe they are. And if you go through them and you become a scout leader or whatever, it is good.
See, this may be my own fucking lack of understanding of the two organizations. But the way I associate is Boy Scouts do have survivalist skills that you learn, and there's more outdoorsy stuff, and Girl Scouts are cookies. But that just might be the way I mean,
I remember you do go camping once a year with the Girl Scouts.
Right.
Unless you steal a bear. And then you're not allowed, but,
what sort of monster
would do that? But it is definitely more outdoorsy. You learn to like tie knots and like,
well, Eagle Scouts are like legitimately who you would want to be around if anything,
yeah.
when the shit hits the fan.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Yeah.
And I don't know what if there is a Girl Scout equivalent.
I think it's Miss America.
Yeah. Oh God.
JK.
Oh,
I know.
Awful.
I wish I knew more about Girl Scouts.
I know, me too.
Have the Boy Scouts allowed gay Scouts, or is that still just a don't ask, don't tell? Oh, this year?
This year they're allowed. I read that in the article.
Scouts, right. But what about troop leaders? Because that was a thing for a while they're like, okay, the Scouts.
But there's a ceiling on where you can
go. I don't know if that's true anymore. I am not up to date on my Scouts knowledge.
Well, why would we be?
No.
No, we only introduced this segment.
We're middle-aged.
And plus it's been a long time.
And
yeah.
in New York City, like I feel like I am removed from the scouting.
Were you ever in Boy Scouts?
I did not even a full year. I did one. I came in late and they let me do the soapbox derby.
That's cool.
I think it was Cub then, I guess. I don't know if it was Boy or Cub.
Yeah, it's Cub and then Boy.
Cub and
then...
Boy. So I think I was young enough that it was probably Cub. It was just one of those races where you make the car and then You just send it on down this little track.
See, that sounds way more fun than knitting a blanket.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. It was fun. I didn't win, and they only gave, there were three prizes, first, second, third place. Everyone else just eat a dick.
But were there only four of you?
No.
Because that's what really got me. Yeah.
No, I probably would have stole the car if I were in that position.
He's stealing cars. Ben, were you a Boy Scout?
No. I didn't want to participate with that.
Yeah. You know what? Sadly,
I just wasn't interested.
Not a joiner. I appreciate that.
You know what? I don't really like to socialize.
Loner. I appreciate
Unmarried.
That. I wish I did more, though, now, because there are some of those things where I feel, of course, you know, I didn't at the time take much into consideration that they weren't allowing gay boys into the Cub Scouts and Boy Scouts. But I also wish, I think there was the kind of people that were in it and that got very intense as they got older.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a little too intense for me, but now I wish I could make certain things with my hands. And
yeah,
I always talk about like my uncle Gary and just building his own house and then building everything in the house and doing shit. I'm just like, wow, that'd be fucking awesome if you could do that. But I'll never be able to do that.
I have a couple survival skills from camp. Like one is if you don't have any water, you like dig a hole and you put a plastic bag in it, mm-hmm. with like a weight in the middle, and it'll collect dew and water from the ground. Well, condensation, you'll have something to drink.
Yeah, I'm also pretty good at finding water in the woods.
Wow.
Because like, you know, you look for the moss on the...
Oh, just...
Yeah. It doesn't grow on the north side of the tree. It just grows on the shade side. But you go down...
You can milk that moss.
Yeah. Water's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, water's probably the first one.
I can build a fire.
Oh, that's good. It could in theory, but I have not tried in so long that I it would...
Yeah.
Yeah, the kindling is hard to get going, I think. Yeah. I've tried to do it, I believe, unsuccessfully before, and that's just a frustrating thing.
Yeah.
Because it puts yourself back to a point where, like, there were the missing links between Homo sapiens that were able to make fire, and you're just sitting here like a fucking advanced asshole with an iPhone. You can't make a fire.
I know. My dad is good at that. He could make fire. He also, like, yeah, he makes, like, fire starters. Like, every week he melts wax and pours it into egg cartons and, like, delivers it to neighbors. He's very,
That's amazing.
Yeah, he would probably be useful to have around. Yeah. But I don't think he was an Eagle Scout. He also was not much of a joiner.
Haas, what do you?
Well, the way I see it, if I'm stranded in the woods, I'll just look up YouTube tutorials on how to survive.
That's true.
Easy,
you better hope you got some bars out there in the woods, though.
You know what? I didn't...
Touchy,
I didn't take that into consideration.
And you'd use, like, the last of your battery to, like, jerk off to something dumb and then be like, wait, I forgot to look up.
Yeah, you're like, I have these YouTube tutorials on hold.
Tutorial.
Survival porn. Learn and masturbate.
Is that a thing?
Oh, no, yes. But I think
that's
it should
be a genre.
That's or maybe great. It is.
No, I don't know, but I hope.
Learn to make a fire, have an orgasm.
You've got both.
Man. That's awesome.
That's genius.
We just came up with a new genre.
Make a fire in the woods and in her pants.
Yeah.
Coming up next. Survival porn.
Yep.
Great idea.
Love it. Love it. So, so I guess we'll just have to wait and see. They've applied and the national headquarters is going to have to weigh in.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the fat cats of the Boy Scouts are.
Oh, yeah.
National headquarters.
It's like one guy in a basement.
Yep. He decides everything.
Well, we've helped the Girl Scouts.
I think we helped him. At least
the future Leslie Knope in the unicorn troop.
Yeah,
oh, definitely.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. But maybe now we should try to help some of our listeners. This is a little something called listener love.
Listener mailbag.
So Sarah, people they reach out to us, they email us, they tweet at us. Sometimes they just grab us on the street and they're like, "Hey, what would you do in this situation?" So hopefully we can help them.
Yeah.
So feel free to help us give these people advice.
Okay.
Who do we have first?
Our first question was DM'd to us from Marilyn in San Diego via our Twitter at Menage Radio. Marilyn says, "I hope my fiance knows once we're married, these daily blowjobs are going to stop. Men get that, right?"
Whoa.
I mean, first,
yeah, they do get it.
No, like, no. I mean, yeah, I was just thinking of
like right
a lot
away.
Of questions.
Or like.
Yeah, the next day?
Or,
I feel like this is loaded, though.
Yeah. Are you, because like.
Are you sucking dick to get married is the first thing that comes
to mind. That's my concern is like, are you just doing this so that he'll marry you? If not, then they probably won't stop right away.
They'll just
peter off, which, you know, maybe is okay and normal.
Yeah.
I think a daily blowjob is excessive. How long have you been together before you've been married? If you're together for 5 years, that's every single day.
But maybe
you
this
have a
move.
Cold, you have the flu. You don't feel great. You don't want to bore somebody.
Maybe this move takes those 5 years, though, and puts it into like 3 months.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like this guy's like, gotta marry her. She blows me every day. I mean, is that the move?
Like that guy.
Yeah.
I gotta propose.
But also, he probably does know on some level, because I feel like all of advertising and all of television is like, married? No more of the fun times.
Yeah,
if
all those CBS sitcoms are to be believed, does he go down on you? I mean, is there ever any reciprocal? Or is there sex?
Yeah, those daily munch seshes are going to come to a jarring halt.
Oh.
Wow, I don't really know how to answer this, Marilyn.
Marilyn, yeah, I think you just got to come to terms with your own motivations for why. And if you enjoy giving a blowjob every day to your lover, then that's fucking great. Then keep doing it.
Right, but if it's a chore that you feel like you have to do.
Until that ring goes on the finger, then
yikes.
That marriage will end poorly, I bet.
Yeah, should have a conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have a conversation. Have a conversation. What great advice.
Quit going down on each other and talk about it.
Love it.
Who else do we have?
Our second question is from Ryan in Bath, Maine, via our Facebook page, Ménage à Trois Radio. Ryan asks, my testicles are purple after a bath. Any idea what the cause is? He must have written that in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
After a bath.
We just talked about baths.
Yeah, no, I assume they are also wrinkly. And
prune fingers. Yeah.
Yeah. And
prune sack.
I get that on my hands.
Yeah.
I remember telling you that.
Yeah, you get a little pruney hand.
Well, not even the prune. My
purple.
Hands turn purple after
purple.
A bath.
It's, I'm so squeamish. So this is like, it's blood vessels gathering.
Like having a party?
Yeah. They have, like, normally they're all
spread
out.
Interesting.
But when they get, like, especially if they get hot.
They come to the top.
Yeah, it's like, you know when you go outside and then you come inside and you get, like, red patches?
Mm-hmm.
It's like that, but more.
Yeah, interesting.
So it's the it's like when your feet or hands are really cold and they get, like, bluish white, like the color drains. This is essentially the opposite.
The color
goes in.
Yeah, and then sometimes some people get, like, really rosy cheeks. Some people get, like, patchy red. I get, like, patchy red. Like, I do, it's
oh my
not,
God.
Like, I don't get, like, a beautiful flushed face. Like, I just look like,
no.
Like, oh.
When I go snowboarding, I look like a leper. I have like chunks and spots all over my face.
Yeah.
It's really attractive. All right. Well, you actually had like some scientific information.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The hot water. Yeah. I feel like my sac beefs up in the hot water. It doesn't go purple, but I have a varicocele vein, and that is like a thick vein. So that gets like sometimes really.
Yeah.
Sarah's squeamish.
No,
like,
I'm good.
I got a fat vein.
Yo, the fat vein.
But if they hurt at all, that's not normal, and you should get that checked out. Even if they're like I would give them a squeeze and see if they're tender. They should not be tender. They should be soft, but not.
But not tender.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
That's really good advice.
I'm good.
Oz just gave himself a squeeze.
All set.
And he's.
I'm
good
sorry.
To go.
Are you in the bath?
Oh.
No, that was just general life advice. Just give yourself
Wait,
a squeeze.
Is your tip bleeding from that cork?
No, it wasn't that
everything's
hard.
Everything's good to go.
She made me think I should check myself out.
Sure.
And I'm good.
Wow, we helped Ryan and Haas.
Yeah.
Double duty.
Squeeze it out,
Who
boys.
Else do we have?
And lastly, Melissa in Brooklyn emailed us at menageatois.radio@gmail. Melissa types, to the dude reading music every morning on the Q train, I love you.
Not a question.
No.
Not a question, but a reaching out, a potential match.
This is like a missed connection thing.
Yes,
I
love it.
That's exactly what this is. It's a missed connection.
Can you read music? If you can read music, you should go and like hum the song.
Wow.
That would be so good. Yes. I would write that rom-com.
I was just going to say that's rom-com.
I would plan on writing that rom-com for years and never do it. That's what I would do.
That
script
so
would be
romantic.
Sitting in Celtics for a while.
Oh gosh, that's so romantic.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm sitting here thinking, I hope this guy listens.
Yeah.
I hope he's one of our million listeners.
I know. Yeah.
But if not, Melissa, good advice. Sarah just said,
yeah,
just go hum the song.
I saw a tiny, tiny dude on the one train yesterday holding the biggest tuba I've ever seen. And I smiled like so big and for so long that I was, because I was in Port Authority and three guys came up to me and were like, what you smiling about, Ma? Like, what's good? Like, what's that gonna make you smile? And I was like, nope, it's a giant tuba. You can't even change this.
Break this. Yeah.
I am delighted by that.
Your general scumbaggery is not going to ruin my moment.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, so hum it. That would be an amazing
movie. Yeah.
Wait, what if she can't read music?
Then you should ask him to hum it. Or, like, I don't know, look at it. And if he's really there every day, I don't know.
You could snap a photo and probably find a friend who could read music.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah. You can make it happen.
What if she started humming it and he was like, you're trying to steal my composition?
Yeah, if it was an original composition.
Well, then he's a, you know. Yeah. Then the illusion is ruined.
Look, it's always, nothing's 100% on the Q train. You know, you never know what could happen on that line.
Yeah.
It is a weird line.
It's a weird line.
I think I like the Q, I think.
It powers. Does it go express?
It does. It's express and it goes, I feel like it's fast. I don't know. I'm a fan. It's my train. It is?
Well, yeah, then you've got love for it.
Yeah.
Wait. Are you the guy reading music?
I'm not. And I haven't seen him either. I don't know who that is. Yeah.
If in some insane universe you manage to see these two people and this happened on your Q train at some point, oh man, talk about a smile.
Yeah.
I mean, he's smiling about that.
Yeah.
That'd be incredible.
I'm going to keep an eye out now. That's excellent.
Keep an eye.
The only thing better than a big tuba is true love.
Yes.
So true.
That's a good quote. Well, we actually helped. That might have been one of the better advice. We usually soil the sheets on those. And
yeah.
That's
just
one of my favorite sections of the podcast.
Oh, well,
so,
hell yeah. Well, you nailed it. So
very
thank you.
Very good advice.
But now we have some questions for you.
Okay.
This is a little something called Six Sections.
These are our six rapid-fire sex questions. All you have to do is answer as quickly as you can.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I am.
All right. Begins now. Sarah, what? Which Golden Girl best represents your dating habits?
The old one.
What's the sexiest animal?
Me.
Ooh, 69 or 420?
420.
Who is your number one celebrity crush?
The guy that sings the song about the church. He's really, really tall. Hozier.
Oh. Which U.S. president would you bone?
Lincoln.
And finally, what's the single most important characteristic you look for in a partner?
Used to be humor. Now I think it's patience.
Yes.
This has been Six Sections with Sarah Hartshorn. Couple follow-ups.
Couple of quick follow-ups.
Okay.
Sophia is a great one. The eldest Golden Girl.
Well, and I feel like I tend to run out of patience for any of the bullshit, and I just am like, no, do you want to put your penis in? Because I can't, I don't know.
Yeah, she's direct. Mm-hmm. Sophia doesn't take any shit. She's right to the point.
She's
she knows what she wants.
Yeah.
She doesn't have a lot of time left, so there's no time to fuck around.
I was going to say, it's the wisdom of a long life.
Hell yeah.
Sexiest animal, you. Have we ever gotten that?
We have never gotten
that.
That's amazing.
I was so embarrassed by that. So good.
That's great. That was great. We don't even really get people often, you know?
No, which is weird.
Yeah, because we are animals, in fact. But yeah, I love the, I love that move. That
it's a trick amazing. Question. The right answer is a human being.
It's true.
Yeah.
Anything else and, you know, you're at least into some taboo territory.
Yeah.
Hold on. Haas needs more shampers.
Oh, yes. Ooh.
Give a little more to Haas, a little more to our guest.
Thank you.
There you go. 420, great answer.
Yeah. You can't lose in that scenario.
Yeah.
Celebrity crush, Hozier.
Yeah, he's 6'5", and I like that in a man.
Tall man.
Yeah, I like tall guys to follow me around, make me look normal size.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get a giant coffee cup. I'm like, I'm an Olsen twin.
There's a lid for every pot.
Yeah.
As Bridget Everett told us on the podcast.
That's the truth.
Oh.
It's so funny because I knew this was wrong, but you were like, the guy, he sings the song. And I was like, Macklemore. Because I knew it was the one name. I knew it ended in R sound. That's not right.
No, because he's a little guy.
Yeah.
Well, and he definitely does not sing that song.
No.
No.
No, no, no.
There's also something about the rhythm of that where I'm like, that because, like, I don't know. Yeah, the, I'm like, that's a pleasing, like,
take
rhythm.
Me to church, mommy, mommy,
yeah, plus it's about sex, so.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, it's like a prayer.
Yeah, I actually secretly think it's about, I don't know if this is true and this could be projecting, but I think it's about, like, BDSM.
Ooh.
Yeah, listen, take another listen.
I'm going to take a listen with that in mind.
Yeah, because I never can make out the words.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, nee, mama, nee, ma, da, ma. Because it's a good
you got good pipes.
Tune. Thanks.
And Lincoln, the Honest Abe.
Is that political reasons or sexy?
Half. I mean, I like tall, dark-haired guys, clearly.
Yeah, that's
so
true. The height.
Yep. And also,
he hates slavery.
And he hates slavery. He was depressed. Like, he was troubled, you know.
He was a brooding character.
Yeah.
Man. If DDL is to be believed in his portrayal of Lincoln.
Yeah, Teddy Roosevelt would have been my second choice.
Ah, nice big
bear.
Because
he's just a hearty guy, you know?
Yeah.
Like, he just, and he just seems like he'd be fun. Plus, he is the one who did the parks, right? He made all the parks.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So there's, like, stories about him that he, I read, like, I don't know, 10 pages of a biography of him.
all you really need.
Yeah. And he would, like, burst into cabinet and call emergency meetings because there was, like, a titmouse on the White House lawn. And he would be like,
that's
we
amazing.
Have to talk about this. And he drank, like, a gallon of coffee a day, which I respect.
He had, so. Like, 100 kids.
Did he really?
Huge mustache.
Yeah.
Built the Panama Canal.
Yeah.
I just watched the Roosevelts on PBS. So.
So you're dialed into the Roosevelts.
Yeah. I should do that because I still get them confused sometimes, which would
horrify
my dad.
Yeah.
But yeah, that would be my second choice. But Lincoln, yeah. Plus, he seems just like a safe bet, you know. Like,
yeah,
died young, very glamorous.
That's the other thing, exactly. Yeah, he didn't have to. You know, we know him as he's like Jim Morrison. You know, Jim stayed a little too long, maybe got a little bloated and drunk towards the end there, but you still remember them fondly as just this young power player.
Also, I feel like in the moment we remember it as more sudden with Lincoln because it was like after the war, you know,
right.
At the time, I don't know, maybe it would have felt more like Morrison. That's a weird speculation. I don't know. I take that back. It was very sudden and very young.
Lincoln, the Morrison of presidents.
Yeah, but I get what you mean. You remember them for like the good stuff.
The good stuff. Yeah. Yeah.
Not the pissing himself.
Right. Pissing.
Oh,
that's
that
Morrison,
thing?
Not.
Yeah,
Lincoln.
May have been Lincoln.
Who can say?
I don't. Yeah, Mary Todd wasn't speaking on that.
Mm-mm.
She wouldn't let us know if he
was. Was not a blogger.
No.
Oh my God! There's gonna be a president whose wife is a blogger. That's gonna happen.
Oh yeah. Anyone who's ever president from now on.
Wow, that is crazy to think about.
So none of us will. People doing any sort of podcast 100 years from now will not have to speculate about anything.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Because they'll just it'll all be out there as public information.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Well, a president and a blogger, that's a power couple for the ages.
Fucking sure is. Mm-hmm. You know what else is a power couple? Is our PC Spotlight.
Ooh. Our power couple of the week.
You know them, bipedal primates and one of the most influential species on planet Earth.
And you know her, a collection of fossilized bones that once made up the skeleton of a hominid from the Australopithecus afarensis species. We're talking Homo sapiens.
And Lucy. Yo, your pronunciation, wow, that was fucking, I can't even believe you did that.
I went to a place.
You did. Your eyes were rolling back in your head. You were possessed.
Oof.
You nailed it. All right, so today marks the 41st anniversary of the discovery of Lucy.
She lived in Ethiopia 3.2 million years ago.
Belongs to a previously unknown species who walked upright and used tools.
There were many different hominid species living around this period, often interacting or even breeding with each other, making it hard to find our true common ancestor.
Right. So they found a good amount of this skeleton, maybe not the entire thing, but enough that they, they're confident that she walked upright and.
Yeah. I love Lucy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not like, I love Lucy, but I love Lucy.
Yeah.
I remember learning about her in anthropology class and being like, Lucy.
Yeah.
Also, they just discovered another species, like, in the past couple months, which is pretty cool.
Oh, wow.
LOL, what?
Yeah. And they're they don't, you know, it's still early, so they're working on, like, whether or not, you know, like, what the connections are. But I love all that. I also am obsessed with chimpanzees.
Mm-hmm.
I went to a sanctuary in Canada with my grandparents once and like read all about them. They are 98.5% genetically identical to humans.
Fuck
right?
Yeah.
Which is closer than the East Coast bluebird to a West Coast bluebird.
So those two species of bird are further apart than we
are
from
chimps. Yeah.
Wow.
It's It's like some Planet of the Apes shit.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes, which is why we always talk about would we make love to Lucy? Would we make love to...
We don't always talk to
Lucy. We're always just talking about it.
It just comes up all the time.
It just happens.
It's really organically.
98.5%, that is has to be, I would say, close enough. I mean, there's going to be some...
I mean, genetics are also, like, we're really close to a lot of things. Like 98.5 is really crazy close. But I also found out that we are like very, very like mammals share, like, I have no idea. So I'm going to pull this out of my head, but like more than 50. So
we're
it's
more
like,
alike than we are different.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
And like, like we're quite close to pigs in a lot of ways. Like anything,
oh, yeah, pigs
like
are very smart.
Yeah. Like certain mm-hmm. mammals have like big, brains in a way and like even dolphins. So there's like, yeah, 98.5 is hella close.
Yeah. Is it close enough to, for a relationship to at some point shatter that taboo?
Maybe
not in our lifetime, but I hope in our grandchildren's lifetime.
Yeah, the other thing is like chimps use tools.
That's what I hope for the future.
And they don't know if they've always done that.
Yep.
Like they, you know, mm-hmm. like there are chimps that like use sticks to get termites out of logs
yeah.
and like mm-hmm. they will, you know, they can do sign language and like some scientists say that hasn't always been true. Some say it has been true and we just didn't know. Like,
yeah, we
know.
Didn't understand how to see them communicating with each other.
Yeah.
And what it meant.
But if it has not always been true, then they're progressing.
Sorry to interrupt. Ahaz just pulled up a big dick on screen. Oh. I think he has something to offer.
It's prehistoric sex toys.
Oh, yes.
So you were talking about horns before, and mm-hmm. I was just like, maybe there's a horn sex toy. But I found this. It's related to what we're talking about. So we're looking at a picture of a carved stag antler, phallus, found in Sweden, and it's dated back from... to 6,000, 4,000 BC.
That's a dildo.
So, dudes.
That's an old dildo.
People been jerking off for a real long time.
And that's yeah. a well-crafted piece as
yeah.
well.
Doesn't that look good?
Yeah, I thought that was a real dong.
I assumed it was mm-hmm. a fossilized.
I thought that was Lucy's dick.
Check out this one. It's a carved chalk found in England. Neolithic. Oh, man. That's a big old dick, too.
Well, a
it's
lot
got some
of those,
girth to it.
Yeah,
a lot of those were there were a lot of fertility sculptures in early cultures. So I'm not sure they were definitely
or
being
do
used
we
as
think
dildos.
That they were fertility, and it was. I mean, probably
I
both. You know, or I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, I got
excited.
Wait,
they made a sculpture
does that say
of it.
There are many
like they would make
dildo-ish uses.
And stuff, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Dildo-ish, of course.
An archaeologist. Archaeologist said that.
Said
man,
dildo-ish.
Dildo-ish.
Yeah.
I prefer that honesty, though, because they're always like, you definitely know this was for drinking water. And you're like, we don't know what the hell that pot was for.
No.
Maybe they shat in it. Like,
we don't know what that perfectly sculpted penis
dick.
Was
yeah.
used for.
His quote, it also says, penile similarities.
That's a band name.
Yeah.
It is.
We are penile similarities.
Yeah. I think about that a lot. Like, what are people going to get wrong about our society now, like, going through our garbage?
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, like...
Probably a lot. I feel like some of these things are sad to think about, too. If, like, people were fossilized, if there was some sort of crazy heat wave and they just saw, like, the
heat
line
wave.
Going around the block at Chick-fil-A now that's in Times Square. They'd be
oh,
like,
yeah.
Who are these people and what did they?
Wait, what?
What
yeah.
was
are
important
you talking
to
about?
Chick-fil-A, you know?
People are lining up
around the
block.
Yeah, when it opened.
When it opened.
The,
it was
yeah,
like
when
a
the
crazy
first one opened,
fucking.
We're fucking doomed to
I know.
Society.
I know. No, but, like, I feel like people would think that New Yorkers worshipped umbrellas because they are, like, statues of them on every corner,
yes,
like these deformed
yeah.
umbrellas. And they're like, yeah, they.
Like,
I
know,
thought
they
about
broke
that
them.
Recently.
They were gods. Their umbrellas were gods.
With picking up dog shit.
Yeah.
Because that looks
which
like.
Which species is running the
yeah,
show?
Yeah, exactly. You're like, I follow you around and clean up your mm-hmm. shit.
Yep.
Like, that's weird.
Yeah.
Yep. I don't know. Lucy.
Lucy, baby.
We love you.
We love
yeah.
you.
We love Lucy. 41st anniversary. Who's the other guy? Kennewick Man?
Oh,
in Washington?
Yeah.
Oh, from the that was in the bogs?
Yeah.
Was he in a box?
Well, there's bog. No, bog. Like, that was preserved by a bog. For some reason, I thought that was in Canada, though. But I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, that was because the peat or something, it makes it.
Maybe that's this. I remember just Kennewick Man. I think he was just in some rocks.
Oh, maybe. Yeah.
Are they all the same species, though?
No, they're just, like, cool missing links.
Missing links,
to early
yeah.
man.
Yeah. yeah.
It's all very exciting. I love when people are like, can't believe in evolution. Don't have a fossil record. And you're
yeah.
like, really? Because they're digging them up constantly.
Yeah. And you're like, hey, take a look at this dick. You want to see a fossil? Here's a big dildo that
yeah.
was made
yeah.
in
I just saw
something BC.
A short Vice documentary about this, like, weird Islamic cult that is the like equivalent of the non-believers in evolution. Because I guess most of Islam does believe in evolution, but this is like this weird, and they have all these like fossils at their place. And also they worship women and believe, and so all the women like get all this plastic surgery and have like blonde hair. It's so creepy. You guys have to check it out. I can't even describe, like, I don't know
it
how
sounds,
to describe
I love,
it.
I love the teaser there.
Yeah.
I now want to see more of that.
Yeah. It's also really short. It's like and there's not a lot of answers.
It also
really
bums me out that it's the idiots who are worshiping women.
Yes.
And that worshiping means like chopping up your face.
Yeah. It's a whole, it's really weird. And yeah, they don't really talk. The women don't really talk.
They're just there to be seen and whatever.
And nurture. Yeah, it's interesting. I am really intrigued. I wish, I wish there was more to know about it, but it's weird.
We're going to look it up.
Extremism.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how dating would go in that culture.
No, probably not great, but in our culture, I think it goes fairly well. Or sometimes it crashes and burns, but either way, we want to find out. Sarah, we want to see you in action in a little something called virtual sugar.
Yep.
Yeah, so this is where we get a feel for what you're like on the scene.
So you just got to pretend you're single just for a moment.
Okay.
Because we know you are not. But in this cup here, we have the names of everyone else in the room. And so you just have to pick one, and that's who you'll go on the date with.
Drum roll.
Haas.
Oh,
sorry.
Nice.
Oh, heyo.
All right.
Secret, they all say Haas. No, that's not true.
Okay.
Date begins now.
This bubbling brook is just gorgeous. This is a lovely day in nature, huh?
Really nice. I love the idea for a hike. That's a great date idea.
Now, I will say, I think if we get lost or anything, I'll do my best. I've been studying up on survivalist stuff, but can't make any promises. I don't know.
Oh.
So hopefully we'll just stay on the trail and stick to the blue trail.
We got a trail map. We'll be good. Were you a Boy Scout?
No.
Oh, see, then you might you'd be able to, you know,
it was against
start a fire.
It. I think it's a bad organization.
I mean, because of the gay thing, they don't let gay people in, or they didn't for a long time.
No, I just, you know, seem like a bunch of nerds.
We cut to 6 months later and they're still stuck in the woods.
Okay.
Bet you don't hate the Boy Scouts now, do you?
Okay, yeah.
Bunch of nerds could have got us home.
Yeah, all right. I should have maybe. Oh, shit. It's a fucking bear. God damn it. All right, hide in this cave.
Oh, thank God.
Hey, who's in my cave?
Hello, sir. We need help, please. We've been trapped out in the woods here for...
There's a bear.
6 months. This
oh, my God.
Is not going very well for us.
You found my bear.
Oh.
You found my bear.
I don't know. I mean, how can we tell if it's your bear? Has it got any defining traits?
Collar on it with four-leaf clovers.
Oh, hey.
Muppy. Come here, Muppy.
Well, this is actually pretty amazing.
Wow.
Okay. I've never been this close to a bear.
I never have either. I've never seen a man tongue kiss a bear.
No.
You get lonely out here. You guys want something to eat?
Yeah.
Yes,
absolutely.
God, we're starving.
Yeah. Here are some plants.
Oh.
I don't know what's edible and what's not. I've been eating some and seeing things and eating others and moving, they run right through me. So I don't know. Here, pick it.
I'm going to trust this guy. He seems like he knows what he's talking about.
You know, I'm going to just have a little nibble.
All right. Is it normal to shit your pants right away?
Immediately.
Yeah.
I do about half of the things I eat. I run right through me.
Not even
digested. I just
feel like that's done more harm than good.
Yeah. Here. I'm losing weight at a rapid pace.
Yeah. Do you know how to get back to civilization?
My word. I've never seen civilization.
Wow.
I've lived out here so long. My parents were traveling with a...
You know what? All right. Honestly, I think that... Remember when we were at that fork and I said, let's go right, and you were like, no, let's go left,
I
listened to you?
I do recall that.
Let's go back to there. Let's retrace our steps.
If you can get us back to there, I would be fine with... You know what? I feel like...
This is the problem. We cannot communicate,
all
right?
You know what? I was all for finding a brook. You find the brook, you can follow that to the river, you follow the river, and then you find people.
Sometimes I fight with Muppy, too. I get it. You know, you know, we at the end of the day, we lay down together and we remember that life is short. So why spend it arguing? Why not spend it kissing with your tongues?
feels long in the woods, though, you know?
That's true.
Okay.
Well, what do you say? Make this our new life?
Oh, God. All right.
Great.
Yes. Very successful.
New life. That was great.
Yeah, we built a new civilization.
Yeah, yeah. We're starting from the ground
hybrid,
up.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot we could have made maybe like a dildo out of something.
Oh, that would have been good.
Well, hey, you know what? There's always next time.
Live and learn.
Yep.
That's your new life, so.
Yeah, you got plenty of time.
That's true. That's true.
Making dildos.
That was a great date, but I kind of feel sad.
I know.
Oh, no.
I know. I feel sad, too, only because we got to say goodbye to Sarah.
Oh.
It's true. No. You guys don't have to say goodbye to Sarah.
It's true.
No. Check out Project URLK at projecturlk.org.
Also, please go see her monthly stand-up show. Funny thing happened. It's at Poco Bar, fthcomedy.com, every Thursday, 8 p.m. Please.
Follow her on Twitter, folks, at Sarah Hartshorn. Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you, guys.
For joining us.
We'd also like to thank our producer. Bye, hi. That's Ben Hosley.
Also, our mama, UCB Comedy, thanks for hosting us. And please tweet at us at Menage Radio.
Guys, do not miss our 100th episode live orgy show, December 12th at midnight, UCB Chelsea. We're going to have so many great guests.
Yes,
you're not
please.
Even going to know what to do.
Ooh. You won't even know what to do. It's going to be a full-on orgy, 100th app, December 12th, midnight. Reach out and touch us at Menage Radio. You know the email address. I just mush-mouthed it. It doesn't really matter. You can check us out online at menagedoisradio.com.
Thank you, everyone. Good night.
Good night. We're all going to sleep now.
We polished off that mini bottle.
Yeah, a little mini champers.
Boy Scouts.
You know what to do, Boy Scouts. Make the right decision.
Ménage à Trois is recorded at UCB Comedy Studios in New York City. Titillating tunes brought to you by French Horn Rebellion. Check out all things funny at ucbcomedy.com and subscribe to Ménage à Trois Radio on iTunes for new episodes every hump day. That's Wednesday for all you lovers out there.